Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Welcome everyone to episode 24 of the 5-Star Match Game. I am your humble host, Joe Gagne. Today's show is dedicated to Saturday night's main event. In a twist, this will only be about the rebooted Saturday night's main event from 2006 to 2008.
No.
We're kidding. These are the classics, 1985 to 1992, and we're also going to throw in Friday night's main event, because I always get those mixed up, so why not? I'm not going to get a chance to talk about main event otherwise, so we'll throw them in. And in a first for the show, we have three returning champions. It's our Pennsylvania crew. Yes. Of course, you can find him on Twitter at Mike versus Philly, our good friend Mike Falcone. Mike, what would be on your Saturday night's main event graphic?
It would be, let's see, that's a good one. Holy, it would be the state of Pennsylvania with like maybe like a cone in the middle of it or something like that, you know? And it would be like a caricature of me like smiling or something, you know, or making a joke after making a joke, like a witty reply, you know, just that would be it.
All right.
Very cartoony.
Up next, another returning champion. You can hear him on the At Odds with Wrestling podcast, Long Box Heroes. He calls into Pod Van Dam, plenty else. Joe Sposto. Joe, what would be on your graphic?
Mine would just be the WWF logos on like the blue and white, because I wouldn't be long for the territory.
Last, never least, another former champion, our good friend Rob Naylor. Rob, what's on your graphic?
Hey, mine would be like Dimples, Pancakes, and Shannon Hoon. It would be the weirdest one ever. It's like a fucking bad trip one. But yeah, I mean,
Dimples? I don't.
Well, I have Dimples. I like Pancakes, and Shannon Hoon is the soundtrack.
It would be you know what?
That's fair.
Rob, I'm going to have to call bullshit on you liking pancakes. I've seen your physique. I look like I like pancakes.
Oh, no, man. I recently was called Chub Chub and Husky and Beefy when I ventured to Florida. So I'm currently eating nothing but avocados and like salad and raisins. It's the fucking worst. But yeah, I gotta lose like a good 40 pounds. But thank you for saying that.
Wow.
Listen, I either gotta lose 60 or gain 60. There's no in between. I'm trying to figure it out. But listen, I'm about 5 minutes off of Frosty and a large fry. So let's go.
Respect. Hey, it's good.
All right. So we have five exciting rounds of trivia. let's begin with a winner is who. For this game, I will give you a match or situation. You tell me who emerged victorious. So if I said Steve Gatorwolf's only match on Saturday Night's Main Event, I hope you respond King Kong Bundy. Everyone's laughing because Steve Gatorwolf was brought up in the pre-show banter.
Yeah, gets bad, five, bad man.
Everyone gets five questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Mike, you're up first. Are you ready?
I am ready, sir.
All right, you have the very first match in Saturday Night's Main Event history.
Nikolai Volkov?
No, is it the trio of Ricky Steamboat, Barry Windham, and Mike Rotunda?
That's a tough one.
All right, Joe, you have the only hair versus hair match on Saturday Night's Main Event.
That would be Beefcake Barber, Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
That is correct. Yes. Zeus-like answer is correct.
That's okay. Me doing the Zeus. Sorry.
Rob, you have the very first title change between Saturday Night's Main Event and the Main Event. Who won that match?
Oh, man. How about Brainbusters?
Oh, it was Andre. Andre winning the world title.
Oh, world tag team championship.
Yeah, because you said main event to the main
Yes,
event.
Include me.
Oh, you're right. Good, good.
All right. Mike, back to you. You get the match Buster Douglas refereed. Who won that match?
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan is correct.
Yes.
Joe, you get the only women's match in Saturday Night's Main Event history.
That would be Wendy Richter.
Is correct. Okay, Rob, you get the first battle royal on Saturday Night's Main Event.
Oh, Andre the Giant.
No, Hercules won that one, actually.
No, you're right.
Oh dude, I crammed those battle royals, man.
Oh, I crammed the battle royal. Yeah.
Yeah. Shit.
All right, Mike, back to you. You get Hulk Hogan's first loss on Saturday Night's Main Event. Who was the victor in that?
King Kong Bundy.
Oh, that's correct. Won by DQ.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Joe, you got the only lumberjack match.
Duggan?
Oh, Randy Savage beat George Steele in one of their endless feud. Okay, Rob, back to you. Now, you have the option here. You have either two names you can give me of who won a flag match on Saturday Night's Main Event. There were two of them, two different winners. Who won either of them?
Oh, hell yeah. Corporal Kirshner.
No, I'm sorry. It was either Hulk Hogan or Jim Duggan.
Holy shit, I suck. Okay.
Okay, wow. Mike, back to you. You get the only peace match on Saturday Night's Main Event.
Ooh, that would be Hulk Hogan?
No, it was Nikolai Volkov. He beat Corporal Kirchner to set up.
I just answered Nikolai Volkov.
All right, Joe. Hope you did cram those battle royals. You get the second battle royal. On Saturday Night's Main Event. Who won that?
Mr. Perfect.
That is correct. Okay, Rob. You have the final ever Saturday Night's Main Event match in the original run. Who won the final match?
Greg the Hammer.
That was Bret Hart, actually. That final one, he beat Papa Shango. Oof, tough start for Rob here. Okay, Mike, your final question. So everyone remembers the main event where the Mega Powers broke up, but who won the other match on that show?
Strike Force?
Oh, it was Ted DiBiase. He beat...
Ooh.
Right.
Joe. Worst round ever.
It's tough. It's tough.
All right, Joe, your final question. The final title change on Saturday Night's Main Event. Who won that match?
That was Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels is correct. The final one. Right. Okay, Rob, last one. Last chance to get on the board here. Pete Doherty's only match on Saturday Night's Main Event.
Shit.
Junkyard Dog.
This is correct.
Yes!
Wow.
I got one.
So at the end of round one, we have Joe in the lead with 4, Mike with 2, Rob with 1. Plenty of game left to play.
Hey, plenty of game.
As we move to round two, common opponents. For this game, I'll give you 2 wrestlers or tag teams. You'll tell me the Saturday Night's Main Event opponent they have in common. So if I said Terry Funk and Hercules, hopefully you respond Hulk Hogan. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Joe, you're up first. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Your two names are King Kong Bundy and Jerry Valiant.
That would be Uncle Elmer.
Is correct. Okay, Rob. Your two names are Haku and Buddy Rose.
Haku and Buddy Rose. Kerry Von Erich?
Is correct. The Texas Tornado.
Thank God.
All right, Rob, yeah.
Hey, Mike, you have Hulk Hogan and Corporal Kirshner.
Nikolai Volkov?
Is correct.
Awesome, awesome.
Well done.
All right, Joe, back to you. You have Tito Santana and Mr. Perfect.
Oh. And are we counting like maybe a tag match that he had?
No, these are singles matches, singles only.
What the? Red Rooster.
Oh, that's correct.
Oh,
wow.
Well, that went out. Okay, Rob.
I was going through my Tito singles match.
It's tough. You needed someone who was a heel and then turned face. So that was
right. That was the.
All right, Rob. Back to you. Your two names are Tito Santana and Roddy Piper.
Hear the Jeopardy music. Jesus. The Mountie.
The Mountie is correct.
Wow.
Oh, total guess. Wow. Thank you.
Power.
All right, Mike.
Oh, wow.
Your two names are Mr. Fuji and the Iron Sheik.
Corporal Kirshner?
Oh, it's Ricky Steamboat.
Ricky Steamboat. Oh, that's, you know what? That's right. I'm so okay. Ricky All Steamboat right. and Fuji.
Mm. All right, Joe, back to you. You get Boris Zukov and Sergeant Slaughter.
Duggan.
Duggan is correct. All right, mm-hmm. Rob, back to you. You get some great names here. You get the Super Ninja and Andre the Giant.
Oh, Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, Ultimate Warrior is correct.
Yes. Rip Oliver.
All right, Mike. You have the Big Boss Man and Ravishing Rick Rude.
Hogan?
Oh, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Dream, okay, yeah. You know what? I'm thinking I can't remember that Dream Dusty or Dream Boss Man. Okay.
All right, Joe, back to you. You have a tag team this time. You have the Rougeos and the Nasty Boys.
That would be the Bushwhackers.
That's correct. You need some team with some longevity there, which the Bushwhackers certainly have. Okay, Rob, your two names are Kamala and Hulk Hogan.
Kamala and Hulk Hogan. King Kong Bundy?
No, it's Lanny Poffo.
Ooh, oh, that's shit. Right. Oh, shit.
Genius.
Okay, Mike, back to you. You have the One Man Gang and Dino Bravo.
Ken Patera?
Is correct.
Yes. Good. Yeah. Good job.
That's what I'm thinking. Patera. Okay.
All right, Joe, your final question. Chance to go perfect.
Pull that
right?
one out.
You have Dick Slater and Ted DiBiase.
That would be the Prince of Darkness himself, the Magnificent One, Don Morocco.
Okay, that's correct. I know where that was going for a second project. There. All right, Rob, your final one. You get tag teams. You have the Hart Foundation and the Rougeos.
Hart Foundation, Rougeos. British Bulldogs?
No, it's the Young Stallions.
Fuckers.
All right, Mike, your final two names are Hulk Hogan and Mr. T.
Mr. T, I'm trying to think if I remember what Mr. T was on. Cowboy Bob.
Cowboy Bob is correct.
Awesome. I was going to bust your chops and say, well, it wasn't a wrestling match, really.
It was a boxing right. match. That's what it was about. Yeah, that's
Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, so at the end of that round, Joe was perfect with 5. He's with 9.
Damn.
Mike right behind with 5, Rob with 4. Plenty of game left to play. It's time for the game of contestant interaction, list them and learn. This game, I'll give you a category. Say, every wrestler who competed on Saturday night's main event, we'll say there were 100. Player 1 will give the number they can name off the top of their head, we'll say 50. Then it switches to player 2, who can either name more or challenge player 1. You don't have to increase by 1, you can name as many as you like. It goes back and forth until someone is challenged. If you are challenged and name the correct number you stated, you get 2 points. Make any mistake, your opponent gets 2 points. Everyone gets 2 chances, 1 chance to challenge and the other to go first. So, Rob and Mike, you're up first.
Oh, I've been thinking about this one. So.
All right. 23 men can say they were involved in a match for the WWF title on Saturday night's main event or main event. Rob, how many can you name?
25.
5, wow. Okay, Mike, how about you?
I could name 7.
7. All right, Rob, back to you.
Now, challenged for the title.
Challenged or defended. You were in a world title match.
All right, I'll go with 8.
8.
All right, Rob, name those 8.
Ah! 8 names. Oh,
all right, here we go.
I wanted someone to go to the full 23.
Oh, yeah, man. Right.
You know, all right, you yeah, know. Right.
I think I might know this, though. Cowboy Bob Orton, Terry Bob Funk.
Orton. 1. Terry Funk is 2.
Nikolai Volkoff.
Volkoff gives you 3.
Andre the Giant.
Andre gives you 4. You're halfway there.
Yes. sure am. All right. We're going to go with... Evil Lanny Poffo or Genius Lanny Poffo.
Genius gives you 5.
All right. You got 5. King Kong Bundy.
Bundy gives you 6.
Hercules Hernandez.
Herc gives you 7. We need one more.
Now I'm thinking of Macho Man's reign. Teddy Biasi.
Teddy Biasi gives you 8.
Yeah, winner.
You could have named people who held the title. You could have just said, okay.
Oh, I just thought they'd be challengers. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Well, that was even more impressive than
you made it more. Yeah, you made it more difficult. People who challenged.
Well, I know what I was. What
story
I was
of my life.
Because they didn't really do like a title match on Saturday Night Live, like or Saturday Night's main event, like the last couple of years. So like a lot of it was like early on in the run. So like a lot of it was stuff I had all like kind of like, you know, jumbled together. So that was pretty impressive.
Yes, names right, not 8 listed were the Big Boss Man had a shot. Bret Hart defended it on the last one. Don Morocco had a shot at Hogan. Okay. Haku had a shot at the Warrior. Honky Tonk had one. Hulk Hogan, of course. Jim Duggan challenged Sergeant Slaughter on a main event.
Ooh.
One Man Gang, I think, challenged Savage. Papa Shango on the last one. Paul Orndorff, of course. Shot Randy Savage. Rick Rude had a random shot at the Warrior before SummerSlam. Sika, who I don't think anyone would have gotten, had a shot at Hogan and the Warrior. We're all 23, but that is 2 points for Rob. Mm-hmm. Excellent job.
Oh, I should have gotten Sika. That was Hershey Park. That's a big mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
That's the birth of the Mega Power show.
Yeah, the random Sika.
See, I know this nerdy stuff.
Okay, we're on to question 2. This is for Mike and Joe. Ooh. 20 men can say they were involved in a match for the Intercontinental title on a Saturday Night's main event or main event. Mike, how many can you name out of 20?
I can name 10.
10? Wow, okay. Joe.
Shit.
I can name 11.
11? All right.
I can go 12.
12? Oh, boy.
I'll go 13.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I can go 14.
Whoa.
I can do that. I can go 14. Yeah.
I'll do 15.
Oh, damn.
Joe's supposed to name those wrestlers.
Oh, we
name
need
those 15. Ah, you baited him.
15 names. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Hey, he's been hot so far. So, I mean, I was going to say.
Yeah, that's true.
you got Macho Man Randy Savage.
Randy Savage gives you 1.
You've got George the Animal Steel.
Too many times. That's correct for 2.
You've got Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake at that shot is correct for 3.
You've got Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, Honky Tonk Man is correct for 4.
Mm-hmm. Bret Hitman Hart?
No, I'm sorry. He is not. Kind of had that... That 91, that late 91, I don't believe there were any when he was champion. Mm-hmm. And when the early one in 92 was when Roddy Piper had the
yeah, title. Son of a bitch. I had my, ugh. I went for it. I gambled and I lost.
Yes. Yes,
you know, you're probably thinking of Savage and Bret from the November 87 Saturday Night's main event when, and he didn't have the Intercontinental title, I guess.
Right.
I kept thinking Honky. How forgettable were Honky's defenses? I know your heels are turning on that one, too.
Yeah, yes. The Honky matches.
I was saying, names not mentioned. Andre had a shot at the Warrior. Bulldog defended it on the last one.
Bulldog, oh, Bravo. Bulldog and Sean.
Bulldog lost
on
the last one, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Haku had a shot at the Warrior. Hercules, I think, had a shot at Steamboat. Duggan had a shot at Rude. Mountie and had one with Roddy Piper, the famous Shock Stick match. Mr. Perfect defended it. Against Tito,
That's see, a hell of a match, too. I was going to bring that one up. That's it's one of the better Saturday Night's main matches.
Texas Tornado, Super Ninja. talked about Michaels and the Warrior.
Damn. All right.
Points for Mike. All right.
Hey, Joe, that was a dirty tactic by me. That was a tactic Wink Martindale would be proud of.
Someone was going to give. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Last question for Joe and Rob. Can you tell where this one's going? Because 16 teams can say they were in a match for the tag team championship on Saturday Night's main event or main event. How many can you name? And we will accept team names here. So you just have to say, let's just say Quebecer is not Jacques and Pierre. So 16 teams. Joe, how many can you name?
Eight.
All right, Rob.
How about 10?
10. Ooh.
Go ahead, Rob.
Oh, 10 teams, Rob. What you got?
All right. Tully and Arn.
The Brainbusters gives you one.
Demolition.
Force gives you two.
Rockers.
The Rockers gives you three.
British Bulldogs.
Gives you four.
Deacon Volkoff.
Let's see. Sheikin Volkoff gives you, yes, five.
Young Stallions.
Young Stallions gives you six.
How about Rougeos?
I am sorry, they did not receive a tag title
shot. Of course. Of course. God damn it. Who are they?
Other teams, the Bolsheviks had a random shot. The Bushwhackers, the original Dream Team feuding with the Bulldogs, the Hart Foundation, Money Inc. on the very last one, the Nasty Boys, Lenny Poffo and Tony Garea randomly. Ugh. Tito Santana and Dan Spivey also randomly.
Oh my God.
They strike with force. Right. They're Strike Force. And the Ultimate Maniacs of the Ultimate Warrior and Randy Savage on the final Saturday night's main event.
Wow. Creme de la creme right there, folks.
You know, it's really funny. Like, all this stuff before WrestleMania 3, I still don't really know a lot about. So, like, I was looking that up and I was looking up, like, Danny Spivey. He was Golden Boy Danny Spivey randomly in like early 87. Like, that was like a really random pull there, yeah, for like this kind of a show, Joe, you know what I mean? Where it was like, yeah, like really, a random fact.
Really quickly to chime in here, my thing is, like, when I was a kid, I'd be so excited, and then I could never stay up late, and I'd fall asleep, and then the next day be the worst day of my life. So that's coming back to you know, I'm reaping what I sowed with my slumber back in the 80s, so it's really pissing me off, but go ahead.
See, I was, and again, I wouldn't say that I was smart. We didn't have a VCR, but my uncle did. So whenever they were on, he would tape them. And then Sunday morning after church, we'd go over and I'd watch them.
Yeah. There you go. That's the move.
It's worth noting, you weren't entirely sure when they were going to be on. You had to check the TV guide and kind of, I had an idea. Yeah. Like, oh, I think there's one in November and there's one.
Yeah,
during the summer, but you weren't sure. It was exciting when you knew.
My dumb ass, when they do the bumpers in 1986, Union Dale, Long Island, Big John Studd against Uncle Elmer tonight, and I would tune into the channel thinking it was going to be on. That's a house show, dumbass. Yeah, so I didn't know.
They would say, like, just to add real quick for this show, like they wouldn't really outright say, like, on Superstars or Challenge, like, that said, like, it would be on NBC. They would just say this weekend, because I think they probably couldn't be able to say that, you know what I mean, for whatever reason, you know. So, yeah. You would always have to, like, kind of, like, guess.
Find
it. When it was on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
We'll be right back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, so everyone stayed neutral that round. Everyone emerged with two points. So we have Joe still in the lead with 11, Mike with 7, Rob with 6. We have two games left. Round 4 is putting in the work. For this game, I give you two wrestlers or teams. You tell me who worked more matches on Saturday night's main event and the main event. So if I gave you Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage, hopefully you respond Hulk Hogan because he worked 30 matches on those programs compared to Savage's 22. Now, a note, this will encompass multiple gimmicks, so Barry Windham would cover any matches worked as, say, the Stalker and the Widowmaker, just for example. Mm. And Battle Royals do count as a worked match. Everyone gets 5 questions. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. Rob, you are up first. Are you ready?
No, but let's do this.
All right. Your two names are The Ultimate Warrior and Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper.
No, it's actually The Warrior with 11 to 8.
Of course. Ooh.
Piper did disappear for quite a few years, so...
That's true.
You did cover that. All right, Mike, your two names are Bret Hart and Ted DiBiase.
I'm going to go Bret Hart.
Bret Hart is correct. He had 10 to DiBiase's 8.
I was going to say, yeah, he was there a little bit longer. Yeah.
All right, Joe, your two names, very similar. Mike Rotunda and Bad News Brown.
Mike Rotunda.
Is correct. 2-1. Mike Rotunda worked the first and the last one. He worked the first one and then as IRS at the last one. Bad News.
Oh, no kidding.
Just the one match against Hogan.
Yep.
Which I was there for. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Rob, back to you. Your two names are Jake Roberts and Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Fucking A. I think it's going to be I think we got to go with... Oh, man. I hate this one because sometimes it's the obvious and you go with the other one. I'm going to go with Greg the Hammer Valentine.
No, I'm sorry. It was Jake. 10-9.
God,
I felt for you on that one.
I'm gonna go. Yeah, all right, cool.
All right, Mike, all right. Your two names, two greats of the sport, Terry Funk and the Brooklyn Brawler.
Terry Funk, he had a couple of them.
Terry Funk, 3-1 is correct.
Yes,
I thought it was a trick.
Yeah. All right, Joe, back to you. You have Sergeant Slaughter and Coco Beware.
Coco.
Coco is correct. 6-5. Close, but he pulled it out. Coco was in a lot of those. Okay, Rob, back to you. You have Kamala and Rugged Ronnie Garvin.
Kamala.
That's correct. 2-1.
Yes.
Yeah.
By much. Ronnie just had, I think, one match against Dino Bravo. Then Earthquake sat on him, and that was pretty much it.
That's all over.
Okay, Mike, back to you. Your two names are Mr. Perfect and Don Morocco.
Don Morocco.
No, it's actually Mr. Perfect, 7-4.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Joe, back to you. Your two names, the two good friends, The Earthquake and Dino Bravo.
Dino Bravo.
4-3 is correct. Okay, Rob, your two names are Rick Rude and Bob Orton.
Rick Rude.
6-4 is correct.
Yeah.
He's on a lot of Saturday Night's main event, a little sneaky.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, I have two teams for you, the Young Stallions and the Bolsheviks.
Oh, shit. I'm going to go with the Bolsheviks.
Actually, the Young Stallions, 2-1. Bolsheviks instead. Boris had a couple singles matches, I think.
That's true. Yeah. That's maybe I'm thinking about. I think it's like Boris.
Fucking Boris.
All right, Joe, you have Tito Santana and Andre the Giant.
Tough.
Tito.
9-6 is correct. Tito is on a lot of those. Also the Strike Force team for that. All right, Rob, your final two names, tag teams. You have the Killer Bees and the Rockers.
Rockers.
4-2 is correct.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Hey, Mike, your final two names are the Honky Tonk Man and the Big Boss Man.
Tag teams too. Boss Man.
Is correct. 7-6.
All right, good job. Joe. Good. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Your final, you have two tag teams. You have the British Bulldogs and the Brainbusters.
The Bulldogs.
That is correct. 5-4.
Ooh.
My heart was racing. Like, I'm picturing every match in my head, you know?
Yeah. All the graphics.
All right, so that round, Joe was perfect that round. He had five correct answers. Mike and Rob both had three.
Mm.
So Joe's in the lead with 16, Mike with 10, Rob with 9, as we head to our final game, the sprint, which I'll ask each of you individually 10 fill-in-the-blank questions in a row. Correct answers are worth 1 point apiece. We do not go back, so please just guess if need be. Rob, you are in third. You will go first. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Blank by Animotion was the theme for early Saturday Night's main events.
Obsession.
Obsession is correct. All right, many tag team title matches on Saturday Night's main event were competed under blank rules.
Australian?
No, it's two out of three falls. Many of them were.
Oh, fuck.
After he stole the world title at Saturday Night's main event number 24, Mr. Perfect blanked.
Oh, wow. He sure did. Destroyed the belt.
Yes. Smash the belt is correct.
It is. Thank you.
Blank stopped Jake Roberts from attacking Liz and turned face afterwards.
Oh, Undertaker.
Undertaker is correct.
Yeah, that guy.
Sergeant Slaughter defeated Coco Beware via blank at Saturday Night's main event number 28.
Atomic Noogie.
Atomic Noogie is correct.
Yes.
When Kamala fought Jake Roberts on Saturday Night's main event number 10, Kim Chi was in fact blank in disguise.
Fucking Honky Tonk Man.
Well, Honky Tonk Man is correct.
Fucking Honky Tonk
Man. Yeah, I love it. He's a real jerk.
Right. Blank bled a ton in the Battle Royal after getting headbutted by Andre.
Leaping Lanny.
Lanny is correct.
I'm rallying now, motherfuckers.
All right. At end of the Oktoberfest episode, a huge blank broke out.
Oh, Food Fight.
Food Fight is correct.
I like this category.
All right. Jesse famously described Uncle Elmer kissing his new bride as blank.
Like a shark digging through chum.
Close. It was two carp going for the same piece of food.
Damn it.
And Saturday Night's main event number 4 had a highlight video set to Billy Ocean's blank.
Oh, fuck. Not Chicky Woo Woo. I think it was... Chicky Woo Woo. I am a Billy Ocean apologist. Get out of my dreams and into my car.
No, I'm sorry. It's when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Fuck, I knew it. Damn it.
Caribbean Queen.
I knew it was a song from a Kirk Douglas or a Michael Douglas movie.
Okay, Rob, you had 7 correct answers that round. That gives you
16. Yeah, I guess get out of my dreams and in my car is pretty far-fetched.
You are tied for the lead right now with Joe.
All right, good.
Wow.
Okay, Mike, are you ready? It's your turn.
Ooh, I'm ready. There were some tough ones in that last one, so this will be good.
Okay, all right. Blank attacked Hulk Hogan before his cage match with the Boss Man.
Zeus
is correct. Blank filled in for Jesse from commentary on several early Saturday Night's main events in 86 and 87.
Bobby Heenan?
Correct. Brainbusters beat Demolition when Blank slid a chair into the ring.
Master Fuji.
No, it's Andre.
Ooh.
All right, famous baseball owner Blank was in the crowd at Saturday Night's main event number 20.
George Steinbrenner.
Correct. On Saturday Night's main event 28, Blank sat next to Dustin Rhodes in the crowd and later attacked him.
Ted DiBiase.
That is correct. On the Halloween episode in 1985, Randy Savage and Elizabeth were dressed as Blank.
Batman and Robin?
No, it's Tarzan and Jane.
That's right. That's okay.
All right, Harley Race got hurt in a match with Hulk Hogan on number 18 when he blanked.
He jumped like through a table rib first.
Correct. On Saturday Night's main event number 10, they had a Roddy Piper career retrospective set to the song Blank.
Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen.
No, My Way. Frank Sinatra. All right. Andre defeated Hulk Hogan on main event number 1. It took place in the state of Blank.
New York.
No, it's Indiana, of all places.
Oh, okay.
And last one, famous footballer Blank was ringside for the Bret Hart-Randy Savage singles match.
The Boz.
Yeah. Brian Bosworth is correct.
Who was at an AEW show, I believe, just within the past year.
Yeah.
He was at one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was like after the opener, somebody went out and gave him like a big hug. I forget who it was.
It was very, and they didn't even like bring it up. Like, he was just there like...
I love the Boz. I wish he got into wrestling back in those days.
The original Stone Cold.
Yeah, man.
So that round, Mike, you had 6 correct answers. You were tied with Rob at 16. Everyone's tied right now. So, Joe, you need 8 correct answers to emerge victorious. What will happen? Let's find out. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Buddy Rose had a skit on Saturday Night's Main Event where he advertised the blank.
Blowaway diet.
Correct. The Hart Foundation and Rockers on Saturday Night's Main Event 26 went to a no contest when blank got involved.
Demolition.
Correct. Junkyard Dog was appropriately accompanied by blank on the first Saturday Night's Main Event in May 1985.
His mama.
His mom is correct for Mother's Day. The July 1990 Saturday Night's Main Event had a blank theme.
Was that the Oktoberfest one?
No, that was Animal Kingdom. Oktoberfest was in
October. Safari.
Yes. After Jake threw the snake on him on Saturday Night's Main Event 22, Andre blanked.
Okay, allegedly had a heart attack.
Heart attack is correct.
Allegedly.
Alleged.
When the WWF overturned the Rockers' title win over the Hart Foundation that originally was taped for Saturday Night's Main Event, the kayfabe explanation was blank.
That the ring broke and it was like not safe working conditions, wrestling
yes,
conditions?
Yes, top rope came undone, yes.
Okay.
At the end of the final Saturday Night's Main Event, it was announced that blank.
I have absolutely no idea.
That the Warrior was gone and would not be teaming with Randy Savage at the Survivor Series.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Okay, at number 22 of Saturday Night's Main Event, Jimmy Snuka beat Greg Valentine after referee blank socked Valentine.
Ronnie Garvin.
Ron Garvin is correct. Saturday Night's Main Event number 3 had the premiere of the blank video.
Land of a Thousand Dances?
Oh, that's correct. Good God. And the final one, Blackjack Mulligan versus Jimmy Jack Funk on Saturday Night's Main Event number 9 was billed as the blank.
Battle of Texas?
Battle for Texas is correct.
Wow. Ooh, nice. Know that.
My God. So anyway, that gives you 8 correct answers, 24 total points. You are the winner.
Yay.
5-star match.
Yeah, he's...
Hurrah for science. It's. I'll say this. I have to give credit to my friend Kevin. About a year and a half ago, him and his buddies started up a podcast where they were going through all the old Saturday Night Main Events, and then they got pulled off Peacock, you know, so they stopped. So it was like a big refresher of like the first like 15 and listening to the podcast over the last year. So that's why a lot of that earlier stuff is so much fresh in my really mind, because not having watched it, but listening to podcasts talking about it within the last like 12 months, it's still all fresh in there. So it's a shout out to my friend Kevin. I hope he listens. And I think they're all back up on Peacock now, right?
Yes, they are all.
I was just watching some of them yesterday.
Figure out what season is what year and all that. Oh, but yes, they are. They are all there.
Christ.
Yeah. The one that Joe just missed too, it was mutual because they were in Omaha, and I think because there used to be Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, which was like a show from like the 50s. And like, I'm a guy who makes, believe me, I mean, everybody on this, you know, phone call knows right now, like, I'm like, listen, I make some pretty dated references, but that's like a 40-year-old reference. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So Merlin Olsen's. Merlin Olsen was the host, right?
Yeah, it was. I forget. Yeah, something like that. It was like some kind of like a name. Yeah, where he was back in the, you know, the place drinking while the other guy who was on Carson was like out there, you know, battling the alligators and whatever, you know.
Ed McMahon?
Yeah.
No, you're Jack Hanna you're thinking of, right?
Oh, Jack Hanna. Yeah, Jack Hanna. Yeah.
Totally different. Ed McMahon.
All right. Well, as usual, we actually have a tie for second place, so. I usually have a tiebreaker in my back pocket. It's going to come in handy if Mike and Rob, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. So between all the Saturday Night's Main Events from 85 to 92 and all the Friday Night's Main Events, how many total matches were there between the two programs? So if you wanted to send me a Twitter DM or what have you, we'll see who comes the closest. And you can go over. I don't know if you will, but.
You know, I will. Let me see.
Okay, so we have Michael's guess of 227. Rob guessed 279. Joe guessed 120 for the fun of it. The correct answer is 160. So, Mike, you came the closest.
Yes!
Because there were about think about 32 Saturday Night's main events and five main events. So a lot of times they have between four or five matches. So that does work out to about 160. So Mike.
Hey. No, it's a little over. I guess
I'm the third winner. Fuck.
Well, I want to thank everyone for being here. Another fantastic episode.
Yeah, man. This is great. I always have a great time on that.
Yes. Well, Joe, you are the winner. Why don't you plug whatever it is you would like to plug?
Hey, I have a Patreon, patreon.com/longboxheroes. Not only are my comic book podcasts up there, but I do two bonus ones where we look at like 30 years ago, the month of the previews catalog. We're like getting right into Image Comics becoming a thing on the podcast. Nice. So I went through and I like have the physical copies of previews in a box in my room. And my buddy scans them and everything. We put the full scans of the catalogs up there as well. So it's crazy, like, seeing, like, the big full-color ads for the WCW trading card sets pop up in the middle of this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't think there's, like, editors because there's, like, ad copy where they're taking shots at, like, Harrison Ford being, like, a yuppie and all these crazy things in these ad copies. But I think once, like, comics explode, like, later in 1992 and we're talking about in 2022, they're going to tighten the leash a little bit. The other one is a movie one. And I don't know if any of you guys know the USA Up All Night classic film, A Polish Vampire in Burbank.
Oh, I've seen that, yes.
Okay, I had never seen it before. My buddy assigned it to me. I loved it. And we were dicking around on their website. And there's a phone number on the website that I didn't know. I called it on the air. And it's the guy, the director's like home phone number. And he called me back. So next year, we're going to do like all of his films that he's ever done, because he's done a bunch of like real shitty movies. And we're going to interview him, like talking about the movies leading into them.
Eddie Deason?
Was it? No. So it's a funny story. So Eddie Deason, again, it's a very he's the star of the movie. But then he found out that he wasn't getting paid after three days and just quit. So they had to like completely redo the movie and use whatever footage they had of Eddie Deason while they could in the movie. And most of the re-recorded ADR dialogue is just shitting all over Eddie Deason.
Yeah.
I can't remember the guy's name right now, but it's like, here's a phone number. It's like, if you have a question about like any of the merchandise, like here's an email, here's a phone number. I called the phone number. It was the guy's home phone number. I called him
Mark Pirro.
Mark Pirro, yes. Yeah, I called it like 9 o'clock Pacific time, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's so cool. Wow.
So yeah, go check out my Patreon.
Very cool, very cool.
Heck of a plug. All right, Mike, what do you have going on these days?
What do I have going on? Just collecting stuff and trying to stay out of trouble for the most part, huh? You can find me on Twitter for now at Mike versus Philly, MikeVsPhilly. I'm trying to be posting some stuff that I bought this past year. A lot of people like to post stuff. I don't really post when I get things, but I want to maybe post a little like countdown as we get closer to the holidays, maybe, or toward the end of the year, just some things I bought this year that like, you know, cool, like items from the 80s and 90s and even some stuff from the 70s, but mostly the 80s and 90s stuff. So if you're like into nostalgia and retro stuff, I'm pretty heavily into that. So you can follow me for that. So thanks. And I really do appreciate coming on. It was a lot of fun. I always have a good time laughing with you guys.
Excellent. And Rob, what do you have going on?
Hey, I don't have a Patreon. I don't have a podcast. I post wrestling clips on Twitter. So check those out. And that's about all I'm doing. So find me on Twitter. You'll find some unique and fun clips and non-confrontation. So
that's what we're about.
Some lighthearted clips.
That's right. And let me just close out by saying the Five Star Match Game is a proud member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Follow the show on Twitter at Five Star Match Game with the number 5, or email us at fivestarmatchgame@gmail.com with 5 spelled out. Our logo was designed by Rich Kreitch, and the show may be edited for entertainment purposes. One more show coming in December. It's going to be something a little different, so don't you dare miss it. Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.